putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area.
Zolak and Bertram, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so you can't do that right now. We've got a very important guest to go to. Okay, be on your best behavior.
I will.
Please. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics for the first time this season. Ime Udoka is with us. Coach, how are you?
Hello. Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you doing after last night's very long game? And I know you probably would have liked a different result, but how about your team's fight and comeback at the end of regulation? Are you proud of that?
Yeah, the effort was great. Execution lacked at times, but overall, they played hard. Gave up a few leads and worked our way back into one. But like you said, the end result, we would have liked to walk away with a W, especially in a double overtime opening season game. But the effort was there.
Coach, before we get into some of your core guys, I'm talking about Robert Williams. You've been around him for a while now. You know, the athletic ability with this guy, his size, and health has been an issue. It's only one game, but, like, do you guys have a plan? You have to worry about, like, bringing him along as far as, like, to make sure this guy's right for the whole year?
Yeah, it's definitely something I've talked to him about, increasing his role, building his conditioning and stamina and to play longer stretches. And so it's something I've put on his plate, and he knows the value and what he brings to the team. So it's a matter of kind of building that up as he grows. He played a career high last night, so that's a good sign, but he looked fresh and good out there.
I remember, you know, going back to last night's game, I think he committed his first foul very late in the game. Is that something that he's looking to avoid, getting in foul trouble? Is that something that he's been working on? Because he was very active defensively in the game.
Yeah, the coaches, our whole staff, and myself specifically, I talked to him right before we went out about, you know, we're going to be switching some things and, you know, and your personnel who you're guarding with Walker and Fournier, and, you know, not letting them bait you in fouls. Sometimes he'll reach down and you know, commit unnecessary fouls. He had one late in the game against Randall, but for the most part, he stayed on his feet, wanted to be second off the floor with his quick jump and his length, and he, you know, blocked a few jump shots. So it's something we made him conscious of, and he did a great job last night.
That's not your quintessential Jason Tatum type night. What do you attribute, you know, the struggles that he had last night to, first and foremost?
The looks were great. I'll take those looks every night. Once he missed a few early, I think he started pressing and really trying to find his shot and settle for a few contested threes. So we still want him to attack the basket and, you know, we put him in some different spots. So he's not just sitting on the perimeter the whole time, but a lot of those looks are wide open. 15 is a lot of threes, and maybe you shave those down when you're not shooting it as well. But, for the most part, you can't pass up some of the open looks. Guys were penetrating and kicking. He got open looks, and maybe it's a little fatigue late, but early in the game, just missed some wide open ones. I kind of liken it to our first game against Orlando in the preseason, where we got a ton of wide open looks. Told the guys to stay confident, take the next shots, and then the next game against Toronto, we made all the shots. So you make a few. Obviously, his numbers look different, the result as well. But for the most part, we're going to ride with him and tell him to take the open shots when he has them.
You've got back-to-backs coming up here pretty quick. Would you rather have that kind of at the start of this season when you're a little bit fresher, or is it a little early for your taste to be facing a back-to-back coming up here on Sunday and Monday?
Honestly, it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to have them throughout the year. I think we have the most in the league at 15, so we're going to get them early and late, yeah. It looks like. And then more so than that, we want to build our resolve, and we have 7 of our first 10 on the road, and talked to our guys last night about playing in those hostile environments, you know, fans back in the building and kind of building the road warrior mentality. And so it would have been nice to get the one last night, but like you said, our effort was there, and we just want to really build our resolve on the road this year.
We're talking with Celtics head coach Ime Udoka. How has it been having Brad Stevens as the boss, and are you settling in at this point?
Oh. It's been great. I've talked about it openly several times. To have an ex-coach in the building is a very unique situation, but I look at it as a benefit. You know, he was here for 8 years and worked with these guys, and obviously through the interview process, we got to know each other. But he's a guy I can walk down the hall and ask him specific questions about things he's seen with the guys in the past, and he's very, very hands-on, but also lets me do my thing. So it's been great to have him in the building, the knowledge he has with the guys, and even the guys enjoy seeing him around. So it's like he's still in the building somewhat, just in a different role.
All right, speaking of walking down the hall, you have to ask him if he misses doing all the interviews he did with us. This is your first of many that we're going to do starting this regular season here.
I think he sneaky hated us. On the down low, he hated us.
I don't know if it's all that sneaky.
I'm wondering if he like told you ahead of time, like, oh, you're going to hate these guys.
Watch out for these guys.
Yep.
No, not you guys specifically. He didn't say anything negative as far as you guys, but in general, he peeks his head in the media sessions and he'll have a quick word and say, enjoy all the interviews. So you can tell he's relieved as far as that. But
who does he hate? Which media member
does he hate?
It's
got to be Forsberg, Chris Forsberg, Steve Bolpet, you know, you name him. Oh, he hated them all.
Yeah.
Scal.
No, nobody specifically.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time and looking forward to talking to you this season.
Thank you, guys.
All right, take it easy. Ime Udoka on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.